Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah. And on this week's news, we're talking about funny questions we came up with for each other.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't come up with many, so it might be a quick episode. But before we do that, I did want to give an update about my stupid dishwasher.
Oh my God, yes. Please give us an update on
the dishwasher saga continues. So this is, I want to say, almost month two of not having a functioning dishwasher. And they came in on Friday or Thursday and looked at it. And they were like, so it looks like it's running fine. And then I was like, okay, so give it a little bit because it takes it a while for it to throw the errors that it's been throwing. So they were like, okay, well, we'll run it. I guess it did start. They said it was leaking a little bit whenever they first started running it. So they figured out what that was. And they were like, okay, well, we'll just let it run and we'll be back in like 45 minutes. It's like, okay, that's fine. Because I was working and doing some stuff while I was working, and they were gone like 10 minutes and it started going off. And I was like, okay, do I wait for them to come back and let this thing just continue to go off? Or do I go to the front desk and see if they're in the lobby? So I went to the lobby and they were in the office, and I was like, so it's going off again. I was like, I was gonna let it go because I'm just working anyway, but it's annoying. I mean, it's a lot more pleasant than the sound that the other dishwasher made, but it's still annoying. Right. So he came back and he was like, well, it says that's a drain issue. So they shut off the breaker, let it sit for like 10 minutes, and then flipped the breaker back on to see if that would clear the error message. It didn't. Shocking, I know. Sorry, I have a cold as well. And he was like, so it looks like the issue is that the out to the drain is too small, so it's not letting the water, it's not draining the water fast enough. So we're gonna have to replace the pipe that goes out for the drain. So we'll be back next week to replace it.
Oh my God.
And then he was talking like, he was basically saying, and this is like a better dishwasher than what we usually put in, because the ones we usually put in are like $300-$400. This one was like $900. I was like, that's not really that much for a dishwasher. To me, $900 isn't that much for a dishwasher. Like, that seems like a pretty standard cost for a dishwasher. But I'm sure that they usually buy like the cheapest garbage that they can put in, because, you know,
right,
it's an apartment complex, so they will not do the least amount of work possible.
The least amount possible, yeah.
So that's me. That's what's going on here with the dishwasher saga. It continues, and we'll see if maybe by the end of our actual lease that's coming up at the end of November, we might have a working dishwasher. We'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
All right. Anything you want to talk about before we jump in?
Depersonalization is a bitch.
I had to look that up because I didn't know what it was. So can you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. Ugh. So it's really weird. It's kind of like seeing myself from the inside, but being outside.
So like an out-of-body experience.
Yes. But specifically like that. Like I'm not a like floaty ghost over here in the corner looking at myself. It's like I'm inside and I can see everything outside. It's weird. I don't like it. I also don't feel real at all. And for like, oh my God, like a week and a half, I wasn't even able to look at myself in like the mirror, in reflections. I didn't take any selfies. When we recorded our last podcast, I hid the view so I couldn't see myself. Like, horrific. Mm. Horrific. 0 out of 10. Would not recommend. But depersonalization also kind of just goes hand in hand with dissociation. So, see, dissociation I can handle. I do that all the time. Depersonalization I don't do all the time. So, anyway. But other than that, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Are you? Is it?
We're getting there. I'm doing my best. I move into my new place, though, in 11 days.
That's exciting.
I'm very excited.
Are your current roommates excited for you?
Yes.
Seems like a less of a yes and more like a sure.
Yeah, it is more of a sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like, I think they understand, and I also think that their feelings and thoughts on it are valid. However, I need to do what is best for me.
Yeah.
And what is best for me in this situation is getting some space that is just mine so that I only have to worry about pleasing me.
Because that's the truth. I mean, you're the only really real person that matters to you.
Which has been really weird during this depersonalization thing where I'm like, I'm not real. Nothing is real. I don't know what's going on.
That's so strange.
It's so bad. I do not like it. It feels like no part of me exists. And like, you know, the part of Shrek where Gingy has had his legs broken off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, except that I'm missing my arms too. So I feel like no limbs are attached to me.
That's weird. So you've stopped taking that medicine, right? Is it getting any better now?
It is getting better. The problem that I ran into stopping taking it was that I was on an extended release version. Yeah. So that means it's supposed to stay in your system longer. If for some reason something happens and you miss a dose, you're not going to immediately be right back to square one. So that meant the depersonalization just kept going. It's like, yes. So this medicine is working its way out of my system. So now I'm depressed again.
Yeah. See, that's the crazy thing, because I've never had an experience like that. So like my brain tells me, the way I think about it is I can rationalize whatever's going on and then like make it seem like it. I understand what's happening. Like I get that it's happening and I can just work my way through it. That's my brain. I doubt that that's a true thing, especially for everyone. But like in my head, I'm like, even like people have scary dreams and stuff like that. I'm like, my brain, I'm such a rationalized person or a rational person that my brain's like, it's not real. Who cares? And even if it is, what's the worst that can happen?
See, here's my problem, though, is that I do have that logic side.
Do that you?
I do. That comes in and says, hey, friend, none of, like, you're fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. Like, literally, this is the medication. You're coming off the medication. It's going to be rough, but we're here. We're good. The logic part of my brain starts talking, and then the other parts of my brain tie it up and gag it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that, like, I know that all of my limbs are my limbs. Like, I know that I'm real. This is real. Everything around me is real. I know all of that. But knowing that and feeling that, two big separate things.
Yeah.
And getting the part of me that's feeling the feelings to understand the logic part, it does not happen. I tried. It does not happen.
That's funny.
So. Right.
Well, Sarah's depersonalization is coming around, so that's good.
Yes. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it isn't a train.
I mean, that's a good thing. At least you realize it's not a train.
Yes.
What if it turns out to be a car, though?
I think it's easier to avoid the car than it is the train.
Just jump on top of it.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's just a person. For that. And then it turns out it's just a person with a flashlight. And then you just look at you and be like, oh, hey. And then you look back and you're like, oh shit, that's me. And then you have to run.
And then I have to run. See, that's where we end up. Is it's me. I have to run away from me.
Oh gosh.
That's the problem.
What a theme of a scary movie that would be. You're walking down a tunnel and you're seeing this light and you're like, oh, maybe that's sunlight. And then you're like, oh, maybe it's a train. Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's a person. And then you walk closer and you're like, you realize it is a person. And then you get closer and closer and you realize that person is you. Then what do you do?
Yep. That's a good question.
I don't think I'm helping your depersonalization thing with this conversation that we're having.
Probably not, but you've given me like a whole bunch of really good story ideas. So like, I'm not gonna.
That's fun.
That's where most of my good story ideas come from anyway, is my mental illness. So
speaking of story ideas, so I joined this thing and I need to remember to cancel my so it doesn't renew this year. Next year. It's called Lit Arts RI. And mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it a few times. I submitted the podcast to their thing one time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they've gone away from podcast stuff, and their main focus is authors and writers, which I think makes sense for what it was, because it was originally something else. It was called something else originally. Right. And whenever it bills to my account, it gets billed as the other, whatever it used to be called.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I haven't used it. I'm not getting any, and it's like $100 and some a year. I'm not getting any benefits from it. Mm-hmm. I follow them on social media, which is fine. And I send you some of the stuff that's like, hey, sign up for this. And it's writer oriented. So mm-hmm. I can still get that stuff because it's on their social media. So I'm like, I don't need it. And it's $125 or something like that every year. Would I like to continue supporting this place? Yes. But again, I don't have any benefits from it. So if I don't have benefits from it, if I don't benefit in some way from it, it doesn't make sense for me to continue spending money on it every year.
Right.
So I need to go in and cancel it so that it doesn't renew this year, because I haven't even seen them posting things about podcasting and stuff like that. They used to, but recently it's been specific to writers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is all well and good and fine. And it sounds like something that you or Ryan would really enjoy being a part of. But I'm like, I'm not a writer. I don't really write. I'm not really interested in writing things like that. Cause it's like, I mean, it's all about writing. I don't want to be a writer. Like, there's, I understand why it's interesting to people. it's not something that I would ever enjoy doing because it's just not something I would enjoy doing.
Right.
I don't know how to say it.
Passion.
Yeah. It was funny. I saw this thing on TikTok. It was a video of a Christian Louboutin show that they recently just came out with. It was like their most recent one. And it was the beginning of it was a marching band. And I sent it to Ryan and I was like, look, combination of our two interests, Christian Louboutin for me, fashion, and marching band for you.
I love that.
So funny. And I also just saw this TikTok and we're going on a complete tangent earlier. And it was like, the person was talking. And they were like, I was listening to the podcast that Raven Simone and her wife have. And Raven Simone had bought her wife a pair of shoes. And they said, you're not supposed to buy someone your significant other a pair.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Their shoes, because it means they're going to run away. And I was like, I don't understand what that means. One, and two, I've bought Ryan multiple cars. So what does that mean for us?
So actually, it's in Korean traditions. Is you never buy somebody a pair of shoes because it means that they'll run away. So.
Because when I say I bought Ryan, but they're all my cars. He just uses them. So like the Jetta I bought for him to use when we were out in California, I bought him the Volkswagen GTI. And then when we moved back to Indiana, we got him a the Nissan Rogue that we just traded in for this car, and it's a new Nissan Rogue. So four cars in our almost 10-year relationship.
I was gonna say it's been at least 10. I thought
it's been 10. It was March. It would have been 10 in March. Yeah. Yep. Crazy.
I know, it's wild.
How many cars have I had since then, though? So personally, I had the Sorento when we first started dating. Mm-hmm. Traded it in for the Optima. Mm-hmm. Sold the Optima when we moved out here. Bought the Ford Explorer. Mm-hmm. Traded the Ford Explorer in for the Mach-E. So I've had four cars during our relationship, too. We've both had four cars during our relationship.
Wow.
I've purchased eight cars in the last 10 years.
10 years.
That's insane.
Oh my God.
And two of those cars, well, technically three of those cars, were over $30,000.
Wow.
Because the Mach-E, the Explorer, was just over $30,000 when I bought it. And the Rogue was like 30 with like the it would have been less than $30,000, but with like the extended warranty that I bought with it and the maintenance package, it was like just over $30,000.
Dang.
Crazy. Okay. Well, you want to do some questions now?
Yes. I came up with 10.
Okay. I can probably find 10 to do. As well. I did not prepare for this at all. I'm not going to lie.
Which so I think looking... is so funny because you're the one who suggested.
I know. I was tired and I've been sick. So I'm getting Wednesday I went into work and I felt like garbage. So I left after about just over four and a half hours and came back home. Thursday, it felt like garbage all day. Friday, yesterday, I was feeling like garbage most of the day. And then closer to the end of the day, I was feeling better. And then today I went and got my hair cut. Doesn't really look that much different. I know. Because I don't really get a different haircut. It's the same haircut every time. I just know what looks good. So I just searched and I found some questions. I do have one that I want to ask that is inspired by Mateo Lane and Nick Smith's podcast. We Never Really Cared or something like that. I don't know what their podcast name is, but it's very small. It's very short. There's just like usually 15, 20 minutes. And the first question I want to ask you is, if you hadn't heard from me and you couldn't get a hold of me for six months, what would you do? And I think the first thing would be, why did it take 6 months for you to take action?
Right. I'm like, in what realm of possibility am I waiting 6 months? Like, we speak on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't hear from you that first week, like, at all.
I know. When I was listening, well, I was watching their video on YouTube for their podcast, and I was like, why would you wait 6 months? Especially if you're that close of friends where you have like a podcast together and you are involved in your business together. Why would it take you 6 months to do anything?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm freaking out after a week.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, and if it's Saturday and you haven't said anything about the podcast, I'm calling 911. I'm like, something is wrong, officer. He's dead in his apartment. That has to be it.
Like, send a wellness check to the apartment. Yeah,
exactly. It's just like, somebody go and check on my friend. Actually, no, I wouldn't call 911 first. I would actually call Ryan through Facebook Messenger and be like, listen, where's my friend?
My Facebook Messenger? Why wouldn't you just call him? You have his phone number.
Because I think Facebook Messenger would be more jarring.
Maybe. Although,
but
I
also,
think
I could see him, make sure he wasn't covered in your blood.
I think, like, I don't have Facebook Messenger on my phone, but whenever I did, when I received a phone call from Facebook Messenger, it just looked like a FaceTime phone call. So it doesn't look that different to me. Mm. At least whenever I get like a Teams call or something, it always looks the same.
It looks different on mine, I guess. Mm. But also, I'm not used to people FaceTiming me or video chatting me, so.
I'm not either. I don't want people to call me, first of all.
I know. I would literally only call you in an emergency.
I like that now my phone has the option to, with the new iOS update, to screen calls. So if it's not someone that I've answered a call from before, or they're not in my my contacts list, it gives me the option to have the phone ask them what they're calling for.
Oh,
and then it'll
been doing that.
Oh, well, it's cool. And it like records a message and sends me like a message on my phone that says, here's who it is and here's what they're calling for. And then it asks if I want to answer it or send them to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It is very cool. I screen my calls.
I have been getting these text messages. It's like, hey, do you want to meet tomorrow? Or, hey, do you have time to chat today? It's like, you're not on my phone. You're not in my contact list.
Right.
I don't know who you are. Don't I'm not going to answer you.
Okay, well, the first question I had for you, because I know that you're not waiting 6 months for me to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we both know neither one of us is waiting 6 months, so we'll go from there. So my first question is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So I have a couple of answers for this, because one, I always wanted, like, I always saw myself as a singer because I loved singing and I still do love singing, but I can't do it in front of people for some strange reason. Mainly because, and Ryan and I were, it's funny, we were watching a video the other day where I'm going to go off on a tangent for a second. We were watching a video the other day and it was named the United States, like on a map. And I was like, oh, this is going to piss me off because I know I'm bad at it, because I don't remember. I forgot that Maryland was even a state. Delaware and Maryland, I always forget that they're even states. And I'm like, there's another one that I couldn't remember, but I was like, I hate this because I don't like not being good at things. And it always makes me mad. I'm not saying I'm not a good singer, because I mean, I've won medals for it before, but I just don't, that's not, I like to do it. So I don't want to make it a profession anyway. But also when I was little, we had like those old like tube televisions that were like a glass screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a massive tube. And I would always turn it off, and I had dry erase markers, and I would use them as like a board. And it was my classroom. I would teach.
Aww. That's so cute.
I also liked doing like mundane things, like working at a cash register at like a grocery store and checking people out. Would never want to do that anymore because people are ridiculous.
People are horrifying.
And I wouldn't want to be a teacher because I hate children.
I guess it was different then because you were a child.
Yeah. Sort of. All right. My next question. Well, what would you do? What did you want to be when you were growing up?
I wanted to be
a writer.
No, actually. So when I was really little, like five or six, I wanted to be an obstetrician and a missionary. So I wanted to deliver babies in China. Like that was my idea of like what I was going to do as an adult. Totally living that dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to ask this because I've seen this picture. Well, who is that a picture of in the background?
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
That's Lady Gaga.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's actually a bunch of Lady Gagas.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell, and I thought like at the top that was a Lady Gaga, especially like the one with the hat in the middle and the top. Mm-hmm. And the Joanne era hat as well, right next to it.
Yep, yep.
Okay, cool. So my next question is, what embarrassing moment has stuck with you over the past few years?
This is going to sound so silly, because this embarrassing moment wasn't even my embarrassing moment. It was somebody else's embarrassing moment.
So secondhand embarrassment.
From it. And it was in seventh grade. I do not remember his last name, but there was a kid in my math class named Patrick, and he was, you know, heavier set, and he didn't smell very good, and nobody really liked him. And he tripped in math class, and his pants were just a little too big, so they fell down, and he wasn't wearing any underwear, so we all saw full ass.
That's sad.
And
I also wonder, did he trip or did someone trip him?
I don't know.
Because honestly, I know the asshole. I know the assholes we went to school with, and more than likely someone tripped him.
Oh, more than likely, probably. I was sitting towards the back, so I didn't.
No.
I didn't see if he got tripped or not. I just know that he did stumble. Mm. And we did all see ass.
That's sad.
And
that's embarrassing. I just remember
for like years, like through the rest of my high school career, I could not look at him because I knew how embarrassing that must have been. Because yeah. I was embarrassed for him. Oh my God. Oh no. No. I not as often as I used to, but when I was younger, oh man, that was like a nightmare I would have, that I would end up in that same situation. And like, oh. Anyway.
So I have a similar one that happened in high school as well. It wasn't like, this is actually something that happened to me, not someone else. So it wasn't secondhand embarrassment. And it wasn't like I showed my ass or anything. I was in, I don't remember what the class was called, but it was like you were doing like theater stuff. And it was me and another person and Vashti in the same group. And we were supposed to read, we were given a script and we were supposed to read it in front of the class. And me and the other person had practiced it. And I've talked about it on here before. Me and the other person had practiced it. And then the day that we were supposed to do it, the other person was out. So I had to do it with Vashti, who I had never practiced it with before. And we started doing it and it was like a back and forth. And she said the line so hilariously that I lost it and couldn't stop laughing. And I laughed so hard, I farted in front of the class. And it wasn't like, I mean, it was a quick, but it was, I laughed so hard and that I farted in front of the whole class. And the teacher was just like, get it together. You need to finish the scene. So I got it together. We finished the scene. And I don't even remember what the scene was anymore, but it was like a back and forth. I think I was like the.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist. And GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
The employee at the counter working, and she was returning something and explaining to me why she was returning it, and she was getting more agitated. But there was a really funny line that she had, and I lost my mind.
Oh my God, I love that. I think we were in that class together.
Maybe.
It was 10th grade, right?
I don't remember what grade it was.
I know that I had a theater class with Vashti.
It might have been the same class, yeah.
It might have been the same one.
I remember the phone that I had in that class, too, because I had just gotten a new cell phone, and she was like, oh, is it a flip phone? I was like, because at the time, it was like flip phones were just making, like, just becoming a big thing. It went from those Nokia like bar phones to flip phones being like the big thing, and they had like a camera built in, and I was like, oh no, mine's this like cheap Nokia one that has a cool flashlight on it. That was the cool invention the screen was still black and white.
I love that. The good old days when we thought a flashlight in our phone was cool.
I know. Mine has a flashlight in it still.
I mean, mine does too.
It also has the option to start my car.
Mine doesn't have that. But I also don't have a car that would be able to do that. So there's that. Because I have a gas car.
Well, some newer cars, they have the option to, if you have remote start, you can have it on your, like, your car can have a key on your phone too. Like Ryan's, if we would have gotten a different trim level, like the next level up from the one that he has now, has, like, you can remote start it from their phone.
Okay. Well, my second question is, how old were you when you found out Santa Claus wasn't real?
I don't think I ever thought Santa Claus was real. Mainly because we were poor and I never really got what I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like I just got stuff. It was just like they had to get us stuff for Christmas because it was Christmas and we couldn't not get things. Mm-hmm. So I never really believed. I don't think I ever really believed in Santa Claus.
Valid.
I do remember having like the whenever we would stay at my dad's for Christmas, we would always, like, me, my brother, and my sister would take our mattress, well, my mattress, one of the mattresses from our bedroom, and put it in my sister's bedroom on the floor and sleep in the same room together. That way, in the morning, whenever it was time to get up and have breakfast and open presents, we would all be in the same room together.
Okay.
What about you? Did you ever believe in Santa Claus? Do you still believe in Santa Claus? Did I just break the illusion?
No, you did not just break the illusion. The that honor goes, or dishonor in this case, goes to Wes. I was like either 4 or 5. And it was, I had to have been 5. Because it was Christmas, it was getting close to Christmas time, and we were living in a trailer, and I asked my mother, I was just like, how is Santa going to come and visit us? We don't have a chimney.
Yeah.
And Wes was like, oh, there is no Santa Claus.
He said, you stupid little brat, and then slapped you and said, there is no Santa Claus.
I mean, he might as well have. No, on that occasion, he did not hit me, but on other occasions, he did. But in that particular instance, I just remember being like, what? What? And he was just like, yeah, it's all made up.
That's nice.
I was like, oh.
That's okay. Lovely.
Okay.
All right. So my next question that I'm going to pull from this list is, would you go back in time to meet your ancestors or go to the future and meet your descendants?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have any descendants.
Same.
So I guess I'm going in the past. Is it weird that I want to go in the past to like fight my great grandfather?
I don't know how that would work.
Like, either one, really.
Especially with, like, the butterfly effect, because that's the thing with time travel. It's, like, obviously it's not real. But obviously, if, you go back and you do something that affects the timeline, and it, like, causes issues in the future, it's, one, could cause issues, but then, two, it could cause it to where you don't even have a future, but then how did you go back and change time? So how did that make sense?
I guess my viewpoint is I believe in a multiverse. Mm. So like in some version of reality, I found a way to go back and fight my great grandfathers.
I would like to go back in time to see like where I come from, like who my ancestors were. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a way to do that, but I'm not going to submit my DNA to anything. And I'm too lazy to go do search.
If you ask my mother, she will do it for you. Because that's her thing. She loves genealogy. She's always been interested in genealogy. Like ever since I was a little kid, we used to go to the Owen County Public Library all the time for my mom to research like the McHenry family tree.
I also think it's weird that just anyone can go and find information about other people's family. That's strange to me.
I mean, I guess you'd have to like know that person to kind of like really investigate them. But
my dad and the family still hold to this day that we are in some way related to Tecumseh.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true. I do know that my great-great-grandmother on my dad's side was full Native American, like 100%.
And that's what they all say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you could just do a DNA test and that would tell you.
Why would I want to send, I don't want to send my DNA because it's like, then anyone has access to my DNA. Even the United States, well, I would say the United States government could already have access to my DNA anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just because I go to the doctor.
I did it. I submitted my DNA.
Eskenazi Jewish?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hilariously... I am the whitest white person. No, I'm not the whitest white person, but I am very white.
Almost translucent.
I'm primarily British and Irish, which I already knew. Some French, which again, I already knew. Some German. And then 0.2% Filipino. So that was the one that like threw me for a loop. I was like,
a little bit of kind of Asian too.
I'm like, Filipino? 0.2%. It's only 0.2%. But it's so funny to me every time because I'm just like, wow. Wow. It's just interesting to me. But anyway, but like, I get it. I understand like that whole idea of like, I don't want to give my information.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was your favorite animal as a kid? And if it's changed, what is it now?
So exotic animal, it's always been a panda.
I love that.
It's always been a panda. It still is. But if it's like animal that I can have, it's dog.
Right.
What about you?
Growing up, it was always horses for me. I know everybody out there is shocked right now, I'm sure. All five listeners. I was the horse kid back in the day. but now I would say as an adult, I think my favorite animal is an elephant. Like I still love horses and I still think horses are beautiful, but I don't connect with them like I did when I was little.
Yeah. So. That's nice. So in the same kind of vein, if you could describe yourself as an animal, which animal would you be?
See, now I want to say an elephant. But then I'm like, elephants don't really have as good of connotations here in the West as they do in the East. Because it basically just sounds like a fat joke against myself.
Yeah.
Let me be a little fat phobic towards myself. I always dreamed of being a bird.
Oh. Any specific bird?
No, not really. Probably just a regular old cardinal, to be honest. Because I think they're really pretty. And I love the way that they look against the snow in early spring. But I just always wanted to be able to fly, like be able to go anywhere, you know, not be stuck anywhere, just that freedom of flight.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would want to be a dolphin.
Yeah.
Because I love dolphins. I've always loved dolphins. And I think, like, they're also very, like, loyal and very interested in things. And, like, if you ever see dolphins while you're swimming, you know you're safe because they usually, like, scare off sharks and stuff. And they'll protect, like, whales and, like, other dolphins from sharks. Why did you laugh at me?
Because
dolphins are rapey.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. Dolphins are rapey. Did you also know that they can, and I know this from a Smosh Games video, they use puffer fish to get
high. Yes. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good option. But I do love dolphins. Minus the rapey part. I love dolphins.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
There was another thing on the same Smosh episode where if you pet a bird a certain way, it makes them horny. Oh, it no. Turns them on. So it was the two questions that Angela actually answered. It was get horny and get high.
That's so funny. So funny. Okay. Who was a historical figure you looked up to and or liked? Do you still look up to them? Why or why not?
I would say it used to be Oprah. Now I'm kind of questioning whether it makes sense for Oprah to still have, like, as much of a platform as she has. Because she was very influential. She was very, like, the way that she talked to people on her chat show. And the way that, like, her influence, especially in, like, the 2008 election, was insane and crazy. And, like, that influence was always, like, awe-inspiring to me. Now I think she's a little out of touch, and I think it's more about how she can continue to keep her money and make her money, and less about how much she can make an impact in other people's lives, which I think happens with all billionaires. It's very frustrating, and I don't understand that mentality, because to me, my money is always like, okay, I like having money. But it's also, how can I help others benefit from the money that I have, but still, like, obviously still maintain the lifestyle that I want,
right?
But still have an impact in other people's lives. Like, I know she still does some philanthropic things, like the girls.
Hi, my name is Mira Patasin. I'm an author and I'm an activist, and GoFundMe is my go-to platform for fundraising. The first GoFundMe I did was to raise money for a chapbook or a collection of poetry and essays and short stories. So we started a GoFundMe and our goal was $7,000. What I've learned is so special about GoFundMe is that it's a whole collection of people offering anything from like $4 to $400. And each time you get a ping that someone donated, even if it is just $4, it's so exciting. So if you have a goal and you get there, you can keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger. We did go past our goal. It was amazing.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
School in Africa, but I haven't heard anything about that recently. And I just don't hear much about, like, her philanthropic endeavors anymore.
Yeah.
It's like ever since she quit her talk show and she has her own network, which I don't even know if it's still a thing anymore. Like, nothing, we haven't heard much from her. What about you? Stalin?
No. So I think it's easier to say that I have no one that I look up to anymore. Because becoming an adult is realizing that your heroes were people.
Yeah.
And people are awful.
I think that's the thing with like becoming older and understanding that you shouldn't really idolize anyone. You can always like look for inspiration in things that people do, mm-hmm. but still like holding someone to such a high standard that if they make any mistake, you're like, oh, this person's a terrible person. I don't know why I ever had like this. I don't know why I ever felt inspired by this person. It's like, okay, people make mistakes. It's understandable for some mistakes, but it's like you have to look at the whole of the person. That sounded dirty. You have to look at the person as
a whole.
A realized person. Like their overall personality. Dear Jesus. So yeah, I get that understanding. And I think it makes sense. And it's also like parasocial relationships. You shouldn't like idealize or fantasize about a relationship with someone that you've never met and yeah. understand that like just meeting them in person, have no expectations of the interaction
yeah.
because that person, you don't know what that person's going through that day. You don't know like if they're hurting, if they have a headache, you don't know like what their day is, and you shouldn't hold them to a higher standard than yourself.
So a funny story related to what you just said is the time that I waited on Jesse Eisenberg at the BMV.
Yeah.
And I told myself I was going to be professional. And I was so professional, I didn't ask for an autograph. I pretended that I didn't know who he was. I just let him be a person.
He probably enjoyed that. He was probably like, that was great.
God, I hope so. Because the alternative is that he thought I was some wackadoo. Which, I mean, I am a wackadoo.
He was probably like, oh, this little town Indiana person has no idea who I am.
You know. I hope.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Where was the other one? If you could be haunted, if you had to be haunted by a ghost, but could choose which dead person the ghost would be, who would you go for?
Oh, see, now there's so many. Okay, Emily Dickinson.
Okay.
You know who Emily Dickinson is.
Yes, right? She's a writer, yeah. Okay. Author.
Yeah, she was a poet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't know that I would choose anyone. Obviously, I don't believe in ghosts, so that's a thing.
Yeah, I believe in ghosts, so.
I don't know. Like, there's no one that's dead that I would want to, like, be haunted by.
See, I'm just thinking, if I'm haunted by Emily Dickinson, that means that I can get a Ouija board and communicate with her and ask her questions about her poetry.
Yeah. No, I don't have anyone.
Okay. Can you pat your head and rub your belly at the same time?
I can. Am I going to? No. Mainly because I have headphones on.
I also can. But
I sometimes, whenever I, because we used to do it when I was little, I would, at the same time, my hand on my head would start going the same direction my hand on my stomach was going. It would still be doing like the pat motion, but I would be doing like
in a circle.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
What would be your strategy for an apocalypse? I don't understand that question for people. It's like, die. That would be my strategy. Die. Why would I want to live after an apocalypse? I don't want to have to fight people for food. I don't want to have to scavenge for food. I don't want to have to fight off potential zombies or infected people. Like, just let me die. Why would I want to be inconvenienced? And I don't like being hot. Like, no, just let me die.
Oh my God.
That would be my strategy. Die.
Okay, well.
Same thing with a zombie apocalypse, because that was up further. It's like, what is your plan for die? I would die. That's my strategy. What about you, Sarah?
Oh my God. My strategy previously was just to die. But most of my life, I just want to die. So that feels a little blasé to say. So my role that I've been designated by the group is medic. Because out of my group of friends here, I know the most about medicine. Mm.
That makes sense. So. Yeah, no, I just think, like, to me, it's like, what's the point if I'm going to have to continue to fight for things or, like, be very, like, super, it's possible that we're not going to be able to go somewhere or do something. Like, it doesn't make sense. And if, like, it's more likely than not everyone that I love is dead anyway, it's like, what's the point? Where am I going? What am I doing? Where am I going? I don't have YouTube. I don't have anything that's entertaining me. What's the point? Just let me die.
I can't argue with you, to be
wine,
honest.
Wine is probably a very high commodity and in very little supply. Let me die.
Okay. All right. I will. I won't be in this scenario. I would still be in Texas. So
you would have already been dead.
Right, exactly. Like I'm not going anywhere. Oh my God. If you were a clown, what do you think your clown name would be?
I don't even know, like, a clown name. Fuzzles McGee, maybe?
Fuzzles McGee?
I have no idea. No reasoning for why. I just think it's a funny name.
You don't have to have a reasoning, but I love it.
Fuzzles McGee.
Fuzzles McGee.
Yeah.
Mine would be something related to polka dots, I'm sure.
Fuzzles McGee, the sad, sad clown.
Aww.
I don't know.
Why do you have to be sad?
I don't know. I don't like clowns. They're weird.
I mean,
I'm not scared by clowns. I just don't like them. I don't understand it. I've never found them funny. I've never found them interesting. Never found them scary. They're just there.
Okay. It's one of the things is because they fall into the uncanny valley. So most people have a natural aversion and think that they're weird.
Mm, that makes sense. If you were reincarnated as a famous person, what is the first thing you would do?
Hope that I'm reincarnated as Jeff Bezos so I can end world hunger and homelessness.
Right? Like do something good with the money that I have if I'm a... If I'm a rich, famous person, if I'm just a famous person that's like doesn't have any money, then like, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
Do something interesting so that I can make money and then do something with it.
There you go. What about you?
I would probably like look for a way that I could make a difference with the money or the fame that I have.
Yeah. Because what's the point otherwise? Okay. Least favorite vegetable or fruit? Or both?
I don't really have a least favorite vegetable. Not a huge fan of leeks. Or, what are they called? fennel. I don't really like fennel because it tastes too much like anise and licorice. And then as far as fruit, I would say I haven't met a fruit that I don't like. I love fruit. I also love vegetables, so it's like it's strange. What about you?
Brussels sprouts.
Why? Who hates? A lot of people hate Brussels sprouts. I love them.
But see, I dislike Brussels sprouts because when I was a little kid, we were also extremely poor. And it was the 90s, so vegetables were a lot cheaper than they are now. And my mom made a lot of Brussels sprouts during that time.
That's weird.
And I never came back from that. I've tried them since then. I've tried them multiple different ways, in fact, because otherwise I'm really not that picky of a person. I don't like tomatoes, but that's a texture thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not a huge fan of tomatoes either.
But like, other than that, though, like I'll eat just about anything. Like I'm an adventurous eater.
Yeah. I also don't like cooked like squash and like that same type of vegetable that has like usually a like high water content, and anytime you cook it, it just gets mushy. I'm like, I would rather have it raw or pickled, not cooked. Like I want my food to have crunch still. I don't want it to be like slimy.
Yeah, yeah.
Squishy. Ugh. And I think squishy is a worse word than moist to me. Squishy, worse word.
Oh yeah. You really hated it when everybody was calling each other squishy during
It's gross.
Finding Nemo.
It's annoying. It's also very stupid. If you could erase one thing from existence, what would it be?
Besides Donald Trump?
I said thing, not person.
I don't consider him a person. One thing, probably global warming.
Okay. I mean, I was going to go with like bigotry, but yeah, that makes global warming makes more sense.
Well, originally I was going to go with Teslas, but...
Yeah. I mean, so I did just watch a video and someone was like, you can... Like, I understand the hate with Elon Musk and everything like that, but he designs a great car. And I was like, no. Let me answer... Let me rephrase your statement. He pays people who design a great car. And it's not even that great of a car anymore.
It's not, because literally... The police and ambulances can't get into it if you're in a car accident and need assistance because the glass doesn't break and the handles disappear into the door. And then also those fucking cyber trucks randomly catch fire. So like,
yeah, the first part isn't really true because there's a release. It's built into the car, like the front end of the car where you hook up a battery and it pops open the doors.
Do the ambulance people know this?
They should, yeah.
Because...
And most of the windows do break.
No, there was a whole thing about how they were unbreakable windows.
The only one that has unbreakable windows is the Cybertruck. Anyways, I'm not justifying this. I don't care. I hate Teslas. I think they're... overhyped and kind of ugly, actually. Most of them are pretty ugly cars. They're not very interestingly designed. They're just very like, if you gave a 10-year-old crayons and told them to draw a car, that's what they would draw.
Yep.
Oh, there was one that I wanted to... Oh, I just did it. Never mind. It's your turn.
It is my turn. Do you think child you would be impressed by current you?
I think child me was an asshole and they wouldn't be impressed by anything.
I mean, at least you're self-aware, I guess.
I think today me is an asshole, and I'm not impressed by much, so.
I don't know that child me would be impressed by adult me.
She'd be depressed. They would be depressed. They'd be like, God, that's what I turn into? Jesus.
No, but also I think...
I just grab some rocks and go walk in the freaking river.
I mean...
Let me grab some rocks, put them in my pocket, and walk into the river like, what's her name?
Oh my God. Brain. No, I think that what would happen would be a child me would just be impressed by the fact that we lived this long. Mm. Be like, we're how old?
My child me would probably be like, how did you get that tall?
Probably. Child me would not be saying that to me.
Well, no. You're about the same height as you were with.
I got this height at 14, and that's where I stay.
I was still under 6 feet whenever I graduated high school.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
But that's because boys don't stop growing until they're 21.
Yeah. And what's weird is I broke my leg in sophomore high school, and they said, oh, you're not going to grow that much more. So they didn't worry about taking the pins and stuff out of my left leg.
Whoops.
Like, okay, that makes sense. Sure, whatever. Okay. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or gardening?
Honestly, cleaning. And the reason is that one of the biggest barriers that I run into energy level wise is the cleanup after cooking. So I don't always have the energy to cook and then clean everything up that I just, you know, used to cook.
Yeah.
I can do one or the other. I can't do both. So I think that I would cook more if I had somebody who was going to be able to help me clean.
That makes sense. I agree. It would be cleaning, because that's one of the things that I hate doing. I love cooking. And if someone's going to be able to clean the stuff that I do, that I cook, mm-hmm. that would be amazing. I also just hate cleaning. And I don't garden, so. And there's nowhere
for gardening.
There's nowhere here for me to garden, so it doesn't really matter.
I haven't been gardening, though. I want to. Okay. This one I've partially borrowed from Horace, because he likes to ask who's one historical figure you would fight. But I included or fuck.
Well, I don't really like the idea of fighting anyone, so I wouldn't really fight anyone unless it was guaranteed that I would win. And I don't really know a historical figure that I want to sleep with.
I know lots of historical figures I want to sleep with.
I don't know. I mean, fight maybe. Who's someone that I would fight? That's not like Donald Trump, obviously, because most people would fight him. Maybe J.D. Vance.
I mean,
knock the eyeliner off him.
Oh my God.
Takes his toupee. No, sorry. Not his toupee, his hair plugs.
Honestly, I think that's worse.
Maybe help him dissolve some of that filler that he's had put in his face, too.
Maybe. We're about to be put on a list.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. If we haven't been put on the list already, please, come on. If that gets me put on the list, hello.
there's so many historical figures that I would sleep with, and now I'm rethinking my whole life right now.
Marilyn Monroe.
I mean, obviously at the very top of the list, followed by, if I was still a teenager, Joan of Arc, because Joan of Arc never got to live beyond being a teenager, so it'd be super creepy if I went back in time just to sleep with her now. But yeah, you know, just to name two off the top of my head.
Yeah. How many more questions do you have?
One more.
Okay. So this will be my last question then too. So tell me, is your glass half full or half empty?
It's empty. I know nobody can see what I'm doing, but I reached over to my Dr. Pepper can and was like shaking it to see if there was anything in it. No, I would say that mine is tending to be more on the half empty side, but we're getting there. Soon it's going to be half full.
I would say it depends on the day and my mood and what's going on. I would say it tends to be half full, usually, because I have the mentality of things are going to happen regardless of anything that I do. So there's not much, like, it's just, I'll deal with it when I get there, basically, type of thing.
I wish.
It's like, there's not much you can do about most of the things that happen in your life.
No, and like logically, I know that. So tell me why my brain thinks that we have to freak out.
Because that's your upbringing and how your mother is wired as well. That's genetics, babe. That's genetics.
Not wrong. Not wrong. Dang. What was your answer to that question?
I said generally half full.
Okay. I was like, he answered the question, but I got distracted by our little tangent.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last question is, what is one thing from our 90s childhood you would bring back?
The cartoons.
Yes.
Ren and Stimpy. Ah, Real Monsters. Like those cartoons, some of them were somewhat problematic. Pinky and the Brain.
Oh my God.
Dexter's Laboratory. Dee Dee, what are you doing in my laboratory? Loved that show. Those. I would love to have those, that type of nostalgic cartoons back. What about you?
I actually was thinking along the same lines, specifically for cartoon movies. Because I feel like everything is Pixar'd now.
Yeah.
And I miss the old hand-drawn cartoons. Like, I know that they took ages and ages, but I miss them.
One of my all-time favorite cartoons is and always will be Anastasia.
Oh, what a great cartoon.
Love Anastasia.
Great cartoon. My favorite cartoon has been and always will be The Little Mermaid. I love The Little Mermaid. I wish I was a mermaid.
Yeah. Well, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
I am continuing to pack up my stuff.
Yeah.
And I have to go and do some house-related errands tomorrow.
How's school going?
It's going. It's the last week of these two classes, and I'm pretty sure I've failed them both.
Oh, no.
I'm not feeling good about it, but it is what it is at this particular moment. So I'm looking forward to the second half of this semester. To see if I can pull it back up. What about you? What are you doing?
I don't really know. I'm probably going to watch, I'm going to make some dinner tonight or in a few minutes whenever we get off here. And then I'm probably going to watch a movie or something. And then tomorrow, Ryan and I will probably go grab some lunch somewhere and then just come back home and hang out. I'll edit the podcast, get it posted. And I have a really boring weekend most of the time. I really wish I could like get motivated and go and do things, but I just don't like dealing with people.
And so many things cost money.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's not even worth the price that you're paying. So
yeah,
I get that.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast, Vanessa?
Yes. I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can also reach us on our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, where you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message to... Oh my gosh. What is the phone number? 76... Wait, five. What is the phone number? 765-557-4170.
Yes.
Wow, my brain just went blank right there. You can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. The phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since it'll be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.